Well, obviously we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape him. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy. We got your t-shirt and the left fingerprints and all, you are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
The man got away, leaving behind evidence. I was attacked by some idiot in the project.
So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy.
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody.
I just had a terrible thought. That was some Antoine Dodson. We talked about him last week.
Yes, we did.
And that was done by the same people who do all the auto-tune the news clips. I don't know if you haven't heard those before, just get on YouTube and do a search for auto-tune the news. They're pretty good. And that's my favorite one so far.
Yeah.
So let's see. What's going on this week? I took a nap today.
Yeah.
And I do that from time to time. You know, it's not a big deal. But for some reason, when I woke up, I felt like I was walking on a cloud. Like I felt like I was stoned or something. Like I just didn't feel right at all. And then I didn't have much time between then and between when we were going to do this. And I needed smoke. So I went out to the gas station. And the whole time, I'm just in a haze. I'm surprised I made it there. Okay.
I was going to say, did you make it home okay?
And I'm at the gas station, I'm standing in line, and this blonde bitch comes in, and I'm standing there waiting, and she goes, and she gets real close to me, and she says in the bitchiest tone that you could possibly say this in, she goes, "Are you in line?"
Jesus.
And I said, "Yeah, I'm trying to be."
Trying to be.
And so she stood behind me, and she kind of did like a little, and then stood behind me,
really?
You know, waited in line.
What a bitch.
And then when it was my turn to go up, I went up and I put my shit on the counter and I asked for a pack of smokes and they rang me up and I kind of looked over my shoulder and she's right there, like not at a reasonable distance for standing in line. She's like if she had just kind of ducked her head down a little bit, it would have been on my shoulder. That's how close to me she was. Such an impatient, pissy bitch. It's like 10 o'clock on a Friday night. Of course there's going to be a fucking line.
Yeah.
Relax. Where are you? You got a funeral to go to or something? What are you doing?
Wow.
And I could tell because she was one of those girls that is almost attractive. Like the kind of girl that I could imagine a bunch of drunk fat boys, I almost said, frat boys saying was attractive, yeah. Even though I completely disagree.
Yeah.
She looked kind of haggard, but she was thin and she was blonde. And so I think she thinks she's pretty.
So she
and
can
I think
get away
she
with,
thinks she's yeah. entitled, you know, because she's a pretty girl. I think she's used to that. But she was a fucking mess. She was like, have you ever seen a fairly recent pictures of Tara Reid?
Yeah.
Like she looked okay in American Pie.
Yeah.
And then like it was like she started to fucking melt or something. Like she just got grosser and grosser as time went on. If you see a picture of her now, it's like one of her nipples is hanging out and she looks wasted. That's what this girl reminded me of.
I was talking with friends about like why is it that the prettier a girl gets, it's just more of a probable thing that they're a bitch, you know?
I think
and
it's
we're all
because
going, yeah, why?
Because I think they get things that other people wouldn't get because people are enamored with them. And so then they start to feel like they're entitled to these things.
Possibly, yeah. I have this theory that they go day after day after day, and because they're kind of gorgeous, you know, they get hit on and stared at, and they kind of over time get pissed off, and they're never happy anymore, so they're just total bitches.
I think they like it.
They need a hug.
I think they like getting hit on and stared at.
I don't know.
No, I think they do.
The wrong people will keep hitting on them, though, and
I think they like it. Sometimes they'll be a bitch about it.
Yeah.
Like, I was really wasted at the bar one time, and I don't remember if it was you or somebody else, but there was this stupid drunk girl there. that somebody was like daring me to go hit on. And I didn't do that exactly, but I went and I tried to talk to her.
Yeah.
And she literally told me, get away from me. You are ugly. What a cunt. But I guarantee you, the reason she feels that way isn't because she's annoyed that I'm bothering her. Yeah. It's because she feels she's gets hit on so much, it boosts her ego way up.
Okay.
So now she feels like she can shit on everybody else.
I see.
Precisely because of people like me going up to her and talking to her. I didn't really want to talk to her anyway. I think I was dared to do it.
Yeah.
And then later that night, she got so fucking wasted. Like one of the bouncers was trying to hold her up.
Jesus.
And I forget why I was there exactly, but he needed to go do something.
Yeah.
And okay. So he kind of handed her off to me.
Yeah.
And then she starts getting really feisty and like trying to fight me off. I'm just trying to hold her up so she doesn't fall on the floor. But she's like, get away from me. Let me go. And I'm like, I'd be glad to let you go if you can prove to me that you can stand on your own 2 feet. but I've been instructed to hold you here, just up, not hold you in place, yeah, but just up. And she was being a huge fucking cunt.
Yeah, what a bitch, man. But yeah, part of me is always like, well, if I just show them, you know, a different side of the guys out there, you know, guys aren't, they're not all creepy. it's those girls, those bitchy girls, they kind of turn me on in a way, and I don't like to admit it.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like, I hate talking about this, but I feel like they're missing out. Not from my D, you know, like,
right.
Ooh, a good sexual time. Just like, I just want to take her home and hang out and play some Nintendo. I don't know.
I just want to be nice to you, girl.
I just want to be nice to you, girl. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I was being as nice as possible
to that
drunk bitch at the bar. Yeah. And it doesn't matter because what she wants is some meathead to fucking fawn over her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is fine.
Your shirt doesn't say affliction. Get away from me.
To be honest, I didn't even think that girl was very attractive, but really? I was told to go, and I was wasted, so I can't turn down a dare.
That's amazing. Yeah. Even that much alcohol won't, you know, lower her ego, you know?
I think alcohol kind of accentuates whatever you already are.
If you're silly, you get sillier.
If you're depressed, you get suicidal. And if you're a bitch, you get really cunty.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and it'll make you do things you wouldn't normally do, but it's mostly because you wouldn't normally do them because normally you would stop and think about it and go, oh, I shouldn't do this. Not because you wouldn't even think of doing it most of the time.
But back to the nap thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Never been a big fan of naps.
I kind of can't help it sometimes.
I hear you.
Yeah. I get like 3 hours of sleep a night, and that catches up with me eventually.
I'm ashamed to admit that I've taken a nap if I have, because I feel like if I go around saying, yeah, I had a great nap, I just sound like I'm old and I'm...
Really?
Yeah, naps. Like, who needs a nap?
If you
need a nap, hey, and I'll take one.
I was taking naps when I was like 16. Like, I'd come home from school and go to sleep.
Holy shit. Wow.
If I didn't have anything else to do, I'd come home from school and go to sleep and like sleep for an hour or two.
Yeah. I'd fall asleep out of boredom. Like I'd get home. There's nothing to do. I've looked at everything on the internet, masturbated already, you know.
I wasn't getting bored. A ton of sleep then either, though, because, you know, for a long time I had bedtimes. But then when I got to a certain age, it was sort of just left up to me.
You get your own room. Yeah.
Yeah. I had my own room for a long time. But suddenly it was, you know, I could have stayed up in my room. Yeah. But suddenly it didn't matter. Like I could stay up in the living room if I wanted. And
yeah,
it was up
true.
To me when I went to bed.
Yeah.
And so I started going to bed, you know, after midnight, which isn't insane, but it kind of crazy when I have to get up at like 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah. 3 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah. Lately I go to bed at like 3 a.m. and I don't fall asleep right away and I have to get up at 7.
Yeah.
So I end up getting about 3 hours of sleep.
Yikes. That'll catch up to you.
Yeah. But
so naps are for fags.
Right. Yes. Naps are for faggots and pussies.
Yes.
And pussy faggots.
Yeah.
Speaking of faggots.
Yeah.
Did you hear that Prop 8 has been overturned? Prop 8 being...
In California?
Yeah, Proposition 8 being the proposition that banned gay marriage in California.
Yeah, it's been overturned?
It's been overturned, yeah.
I wonder why.
There was a stay put on same-sex marriages for the time being. So they're still, you still can't get married as a gay couple in California, but that's temporary. They did that to give people time to come up with like evidence as to why gay people shouldn't be allowed to get married. Jesus. But it seems pretty likely that the stay isn't going to be extended. So when it's over, it should be legal to get married in California if you're a gay.
Well, all right.
If you're a big old gay. So that's cool, right?
I mean, that is good.
Because we talked about this before. I know we have, but I don't understand why anybody really wants to get married. Yeah. And I know you're engaged, so it's like you want to get married. But I just don't really get it because to me, it's like going steady.
Yeah.
Only, now there's paperwork involved.
Yeah.
And I had to spend a bunch of money because, even if you go to the courthouse, chances are you bought a ring.
Yeah.
Certain
benefits you get out of it, but
like tax benefits.
That's about all we care about. Yeah.
The most important thing to me in terms of the benefits that you get are like the idea that, let's say your wife gets sick and is like on life support or something. And it's like, do we pull the plug? Do we not pull the plug?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, some asshole family member wants to go against their wishes, but you know what they wanted, but you have no say. You can't even visit them.
Yeah. Because
you're not family.
Yeah. That's a good reason to get married.
I guess.
Then you have the first say.
I guess, except that's not really why people get married. So it's like, to me, it almost seems cheap to get married for that reason. Like, I want to make sure that when you're in the hospital, I can have my say. Other than that, we could take it or leave it. That seems like a weird reason to get married to me. I understand it, but
yeah, it's that Aldi and I both agree that like the whole marriage thing is silly, and all traditions are silly to us. We don't want a wedding, and you wouldn't believe the reactions you get when you tell people this. Like, we don't really want a wedding.
Yeah,
it's like, you have to have a wedding. You're getting married. What could you possibly do different? They're just dumbfounded. And it's like, this always comes to me, but the whole birthday tradition.
Yeah.
People sing and you blow out some fucking candles.
Yeah,
it's
weird.
That was some guy's or girl's idea.
Yeah.
And it just spread and everybody does it today. And if you don't do it, you're weird. Like, if you don't blow out all the candles, I still feel like, oh shit, he fucked up. Wait, that's a little myth, from when I was a little kid.
Yeah, Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate birthdays.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they are also crazy.
Yeah, that's so true.
It like cancels itself out,
Why am I surprised?
We don't celebrate birthdays, and that seems logical. I mean, birthdays are goofy anyway. Why do we do it? I mean, we only believe so many people can get into heaven. We're all trying, but only so many of us will get there.
Yeah, but birthdays are great because you get presents and stuff, and you get to be around cool people.
I like birthdays. Birthdays. I like Christmas. But the reason I like them is just because it's fun to celebrate. If I was going to get married, actually, I think I would want a wedding. But the reason I would want a wedding is because it's like a giant fucking party.
Yeah.
It's like a big excuse to have an awesome blowout.
Yeah.
Not because I think like it's the tradition and we need to do it.
Yeah. You can make your own party. Yeah. Celebration. You can make your own rules.
But I'm pretty sure I talked about this before too, but my ex-girlfriend and I would talk about getting married occasionally. We never proposed to each other or anything like that, but it would come up. And there was one time we were coming back from a camping trip and she was driving and we were talking about the possibility of getting married and how it would go if we did it.
Yeah.
And she basically told me that the wedding is for the girl and that I really have no say in the matter. And I was saying, if we're going to do this and we're going to have a wedding, it's my wedding too. And I want to have a say in the matter. And like, I'm an atheist and she considered herself an agnostic, but she wanted to have a priest perform the wedding. She wanted to have it in a church because she had this one church that she really liked. And I told her, I made a concession. I said, okay, we could have it in the church because I've been there. It's a pretty building, but I don't want it to be a religious thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want there to be a priest performing the ceremony. And she's like, well, who's going to do it then? And I was like, you can have anybody do it.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. Anybody can go online and get ordained or whatever. That really doesn't matter because what really matters is the paperwork and stuff, you know, to get it legal.
Yeah.
But she, she got really mad. She was crying while she was driving.
Jesus.
And it was so irrational because I'm saying, this is what I would want. And she's saying this is what she would want. And because what I would want wasn't what she would want, she was crying.
Typical girl, yeah.
Yeah.
Goddamn. We never win.
And I was, you know, like, that's one of the reasons I don't want to get married, I guess, is because there's always going to be some kind of weird conflict. And like, there are things I would want to do at my wedding or that I wouldn't want to do at my wedding. And the girl's going to want these things or not want these things. And it's like, what a fucking mess. Like, I do not want to go up in front of a bunch of people in a like rented black tux and just stand there and say, you know, like,
rehearse your lines and, or, you know, speak from the rehearsed lines.
Yeah. My vows. And say something really cheesy. It's always so cheesy. It's like, I loved you since the day I laid eyes on you. And I want to be with you forever. And I want to support you and everything that you do. Like all this stuff that should go without saying, you know, like if this wasn't how you felt, you shouldn't be here. Like everybody just assumes this is how you feel. So why are you even saying it? I don't really want to support you in what you do. I don't really like you that much. But I figured we've been together long enough. Time to get this going.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It's so silly. It's such a silly thing.
Yeah. Aldi and I have a huge struggle trying to explain it. Everybody comes up to her. So when you get married? And part of me is like, well, we've been together long enough, you know, and I guess why shouldn't we get married? I mean, if there are the benefits, like why be boyfriend and girlfriend forever? If we want to be together forever, why not, you know, get some benefits out of it? But so I'm like, well, why shouldn't we? It's just the, you know, it costs money and I want it a certain way. Like we want a party and it's hard because we want to make our own day.
Yeah.
No, you know, traditions.
Well, there are benefits, but there are also detriments, you know, like there's a better word for that. But like, there are benefits. But then let's say, you know, somewhere down the line you decide to break up.
It's possible. Yeah.
Because it happens to lots of people.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, it's a lot harder. Like, you share a place, which you may have been doing anyway, but now you share a place and you really literally share a place. It's both of your place. Who gets it?
Yeah.
Who gets all your stuff? You've been sharing money. And who has to leave? Who gets to stay? And it takes a while to get the actual divorce going. If one of you decides you want a divorce and the other one doesn't, and you both have to sign off on it, it can drag out forever.
Yeah, Jesus.
It can be a huge fucking mess.
That's true. And I know that too, yeah. Because who knows, you know, down the line.
But if you were not married and you decided to break up, then whoever's name is on the lease or the mortgage or whatever can just say, all right, you got to get out. You know, I'll give you some time, but you got to get out.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty clean break.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Anyway, I think everybody kind of has like a stupid robot inside of them that I think to varying degrees, but I think everybody has this stupid robot inside of them that just does what it's programmed to do.
Yeah.
And so there are things we do that we don't even think about that we just think are normal because they're normal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some people have their robot turned up more than other people. You know, people who like can't understand why you could possibly not want to have a traditional wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? But everybody does. Does not compute. You know,
that's what it's like.
Yeah.
That look in their eyes does not compute.
It's because their stupid robot controls that particular part of their brain.
I'm really uncomfortable. Oh, man.
So have you been reading the forum lately?
Yeah.
Because you don't post in there that often, so I never know if you're reading it or not.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's all right. Aldi still has never posted in there, I think, even though...
Never.
Like, there was one time she said, if you get more than 10 comments on an episode, then I'll comment. And she's
so full of shit.
We've been doing that fairly consistently, and she's never commented. But anyway, in the comments for the last episode, Marleykins asked us a question.
Yes.
It was a Mary Fuck Kill, or Fuck Mary Kill is the way she put it.
Yeah, it's a game some people play.
Yeah. You name three people and you say, who would you fuck, who would you marry, and who would you kill? Yeah. You have to assign one of those to each of the people. And she gave us two of these. The first one was women. who would you fuck, who would you marry, who would you kill? Anne Frank, Barbara Walters, and Lady Gaga.
You first, Kyle.
Me first? Okay. Well, let's see. These are tricky. Like, Anne Frank at what point?
I was thinking the same thing.
Like, when she's hiding in the attic. Well, I wouldn't fuck Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
So I'd either marry or kill Barbara Walters. That's tough. Because I kind of want to say kill to Barbara Walters and Lady Gaga.
Oh, Lady Gaga's not so bad.
I guess I would marry Barbara Walters, kill Lady Gaga, and fuck Anne Frank.
Oh, Jesus. All right. I would kill Barbara Walters. I would marry Anne Frank, dead today.
You would marry a dead woman?
Yeah. And fuck Lady Gaga.
Okay. Mm. Tranny.
But I wouldn't enjoy fucking her because Lady Gaga isn't that hot to me.
She's dirty. She's like, you remember for a while there, Christina Aguilera, she did this whole dirty thing where she just looked filthy all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like she'd been rolling around in liquid feces. Yeah. She just looked filthy. Like she was covered in sweat and fake tanner.
Yeah.
But, and she looked really gross to me. I didn't want to go anywhere near her. But I think she's kind of attractive when she doesn't look like that. But Lady Gaga kind of always looks like that to me. She just looks like a big old pile of filth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And kind of mannish. Anyway. And then the next one is fuck, marry, kill Mel Gibson, Steve Irwin, or your podcast co-host, which would mean for me, you, or for you, me. Do you want to go first on this one?
Oh, man. This one was hard because I haven't been drinking enough.
Yeah.
I would probably fuck you, Kyle. Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
I would marry Steve Irwin because, haha, dead again.
You love marrying dead people. Okay.
And who's left? Yeah, I would kill them.
No, Mel Gibson. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He's a douchebag.
See, my answers are different again. I would, I think I would marry you, Orion, because I love you so much, buddy. And I would fuck Mel Gibson because I think that would be funny. Because I think he would make all kinds of funny noises and yell funny things. And I would kill Steve Irwin because he's dead already. So who cares?
Yeah.
So that was, that was fun. That was
thanks,
easy.
Marlikins. Yeah, that was easy.
I had an idea for a website that we could do because I'm always trying to think of little money-making schemes and stuff.
Oh,
and this is very similar. Did I ever talk about my idea for a website for Aldi?
No.
What's in aldispoos.com?
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Did I talk about that?
Well, on the show, I don't think.
Did I not? Okay, then the idea was there would be this website and you'd go to it and like it'd be updated weekly or something and there'd be a video playing and it would be Aldi from like the chest up.
Yeah.
And she'd just be sitting there and she'd be giving you clues and the website would be called whatsinaldispoos.com. Mm-hmm. And the camera would slowly pan backwards, like zoom out. And when it gets to a certain point, it would pause and you'd have to decide, you'd have to guess what's in all these poos. Yeah. And the whole time she's been giving you clues like it's made of glass. Yeah. It's green.
Jesus.
Typically, when you buy them new, they come full of liquid.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it gets to that point, you have to guess what it is. And once you guess, it pans all the way out and you can see what it was that was in all these poos. Oh, it's a beer bottle. So that was the what's in all these poos idea. The idea for this new one is it's called jerkingornot.com. It's very similar and it would be you.
Oh, no.
Because that makes the most sense to me.
Obviously.
It'd be very similar. It would be like you from the chest up, probably shirtless, and you'd be kind of wiggling, like bouncing up and down sort of.
Yeah.
And it would be slowly zooming out, only you wouldn't give any clues. You'd just be sitting there
staring
into the camera intensely. And then when it gets to a certain point, you have to guess, is he jerking it or is he not jerking it?
Yeah.
And then after you guess, it would pull out all the way and you could see if you were right or wrong. So you'd either be jerking it or you'd be like shaking up a bottle of soda and then you open it and everywhere or, you know, grating some cheese or something, you know,
churning some butter.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
And I don't know exactly how we would monetize that. I mean, you could sell ads, but, but it just seems like a good idea for what I think people would get into it. Jerkingitornot.com.
Well, we could promote new bands and play their songs, you know, while it's backing up.
Yeah. There'd be like a little pop-up in the corner that says like current song. Yeah. I like this idea.
Yeah. I like it.
Did you see in the forums, Marlikins, we were talking about the people who want to break their wrists and she brought up people who want to make themselves deaf?
Yes.
That is dumb.
Yeah, it is.
There were two links she gave, and one of them was a blog. Mm-hmm. And that one kind of made sense to me because the girl said she was autistic.
Yeah.
She said that like she could hear everything, like all these little noises, like water just dripping in the other
crazy,
room.
Yeah.
And I'd heard people who are autistic have trouble with things like that. Like I've heard that sometimes going into a room with fluorescent lights will freak them out because they can like hear the buzz and see the flickering in a way that the rest of us wouldn't really notice it.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes sense. There's all these noises, and what she wants to do is get herself to lose her hearing to a point where she can still hear, but not without the aid of a hearing aid.
Yeah.
So that way she can decide when she hears and when she doesn't. That at least kind of makes sense.
It's a little
more
rational, yeah.
Yeah, it gives you a reason.
Still, yeah.
Like none of the people who want to break their wrists on purpose have ever given a reason. None of them are ever like, I want to do this because, you know, my wrist.
I want to get out of gym class because I'm fat. Why would you want to get out of gym class?
There's never even a reason given. But there were others that she linked to, like this thing at Yahoo Answers. And I'm pretty sure that person is just an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it was all fucking misspelled and goofy. And they were like, "I don't tell me I'm stupid. I just want to know how to go deaf." It can't possibly be that hard to make yourself go deaf if you're really determined. I mean, just jam a nail into your ear or something. I'm pretty sure that'll work.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. Like, I've heard of people who intentionally get limbs amputated for no reason.
Really?
Just not no reason, but not for any medical reason. They,
really?
They just feel like I would feel better if I didn't have my right leg. Like, from the knee down, if I didn't have that, I would just feel better.
Oh my God.
It's like some weird psychological disorder. And I think it's very difficult for them to find somebody who will actually do this for them because, you know, a doctor's motto or whatever is first do no harm. So they're usually not very keen on taking a limb for no real reason.
God damn.
But yeah, so I'm pretty sure that with the deaf, like the people who want to go deaf, it's got to be some kind of psychological issue.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Some kind of psychological disorder. But
why would they go on the internet and ask, how can I do this myself?
Well, where else are they going to go to ask?
Jesus.
I mean, what do you mean? Why would they go?
Well,
like, if I wanted to hurt myself in a very specific way and I don't know how.
They're looking for this easy, like, oh, you didn't know? You just do this thing. It's painless.
You'll
be deaf.
Just put a Q-tip in your ear and go to sleep. And when you wake up, you'll be deaf.
Yeah. That's what they're looking for.
Idiots. Well, it's because they don't want to hurt. That's the weird thing. They don't want to hurt themselves. They just want to damage themselves.
Yeah.
I don't know why anybody would want to be deaf. That's insane. I wonder if there are people who want to be blind, because that's even crazier to me.
I'd hope not.
Because I wouldn't want to be deaf or blind, but I'd rather be deaf than blind.
Yeah. People, that depriving yourself of being, of hearing or seeing is retarded, because if they want to be that way, I just picture them as the type of person that feels like they can do anything we can do that any normal person can do, even though they're lacking in ability.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't have legs, but I can do everything you can do, Kyle.
Even though they did it to themselves, though it was their idea?
That wouldn't make any sense, would it?
I don't know, maybe. Like, yeah. That'd be a funny reason to do it. Like,
they'd probably do it just be for attention. Yeah.
like they're some kind of activist for cripples, and they decide one day, you know what? I'm gonna go cripple on purpose just to prove to you assholes that we can do anything you can do. All right, take my legs, Doc. Ah, shit. Now that I have no legs, it occurs to me that I can't do everything you can do. Like, you know, running, for example.
Yeah. It's so extreme. Like the people that want to break the wrist, they want attention. Like, say it's a guy and he's like, I really want girls to talk to me. But if they're a little more fucked in the head and they're like, how can I go blind so I can get chicks? Oh my God, you're blind? Oh, that's really hot.
I could totally see the people who want to break their wrists doing it because they like I said before, I don't have any evidence for this really, but I believe it to be like young girls that want to do it.
I can totally
see it being like, I'll get attention from guys, you know?
Do you think that really still exists? Because back in the day, back in the 80s.
What do you mean?
Like back when we were kids and someone broke their arm and they got a cool neon pink or green cast.
Yeah, I had an orange one.
They got to pick the color. that's kind of part of that in a sick way was kind of cool. Well, you got to pick the color? Whoa.
Yeah.
It sucks you broke your arm.
Have people sign it and stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of attention. I can't imagine that's still going on today. I mean...
You think people are over it? Oh, great. Another fucking broken bone. Way to go, attention whore.
Kids are smarter these days, right?
Oh, great. Yeah, Becky hurt herself. Fantastic. Like we give a fuck, Becky.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I have a feeling people still sign casts and all of that. I think it probably still goes the same way.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
Oh, yeah. You hurt yourself, huh? Yeah, well, I cut myself every night, so yeah. So fuck you.
Yeah.
Yours was just an accident. I have serious psychological problems. Nobody pays any attention to me.
I shouldn't say that doesn't exist today because kids are smarter today, right? No. I think kids today are more self-absorbed. And
I definitely wouldn't say kids are smarter today. I don't know if they're dumber, but I wouldn't say that they're smarter.
They've got to be. And I think it's statistically proven. Like scores are going down, aren't they?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. But I
want to say that.
I sometimes feel when people say stuff like that, they just sound like grumpy old men. Like, kids these days are full of bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're just different from you because they're kids these days and they're not kids in 1936, you know? But, yeah, I don't know.
Kids these days, I think, are more self-absorbed. It's all about them, and they want the attention. And, you know, it's, I don't know.
They do seem older to me at a young age, though, now, than they used to.
Yeah.
Like, there's this girl. I was going to talk about it, but it seemed too involved. I didn't really want to bother. And I'm not going to bother with it really now either. But there's this girl named Jessie Slaughter that posted some shit on YouTube or something. And the internet started harassing her. They got a hold of her phone number and stuff, and they were calling her house.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason they started harassing her was because she was being a weird, cocky asshole.
Yeah.
And, like, she even said at one point something about, putting a Glock in your mouth or something.
Jesus.
Like, she was trying to be, like, this hard gangsta kind of. But it's just, it's this nerdy... Like, she's 11 years old, and she's a white, she's a little white girl.
She's 11, yeah.
And it was
talking
just,
shit.
Yeah, and she's just talking shit on the internet. So then they started harassing her, and there's this funny video online of her dad, she's crying, and her dad's in the background saying that he called the cyber police.
Like, he knows she's filming, and he's, like, kind of putting his two cents in.
Yeah, he says, you leave her alone.
Wow.
I called the police and the cyber police, and they're after you. You're going to be arrested.
Police.
Yeah, the cyber police. Like, that's a thing. You can totally imagine people in, like, Tron-esque police uniforms floating around the internet. So I do think that they're, like, older in a way. Not necessarily more mature, but they do things that I don't think kids were doing when I was a kid.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I remember being in sixth grade and, like, censoring myself when I would say a swear word.
Yeah.
Like, I would say it, but I would get quieter. And now, that like, this 11-year-old girl's on the internet like, fuck all you bitches. You know? I can't imagine when I was 11 years old.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of tied into what I wanted to talk about. I was wondering if you... In a, you know, a parallel universe, if you were a racist today in another universe...
You mean I'm not a racist?
If you were racist today, do you think you would look different? Dress different?
I doubt it.
You think you'd look the same?
Well, maybe.
If
I don't
you
know.
Were a racist?
I think if I was a hardcore racist, maybe I would be a skinhead. But beyond that, I don't know.
Okay. Because,
I mean, I'm pretty white.
I think I would look different. If I were racist today, I would definitely wear a polo because polos to me look racist. Now,
really?
Here's the thing. There's different ways of going about being a racist, I guess. You can be a hardcore racist like, kill all those niggers, you know.
Right.
But in today's society, we've kind of evolved. It's more, racism today is more of, oh, you silly nigger.
So you're talking about like soft racism,
yeah,
not
like
the militant
suburban
kind.
Like you don't know anything.
Just like an old ignorant dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Living in some subdivision somewhere.
So you would like grow out a bit of a gut, wear a polo shirt tucked into a pair of khakis.
I'd have the fade and the flat top cut. Yeah.
A closet full of slacks.
Yeah. And definitely a polo because polos just remind. the polo look, like people wear it around. I've got a polo. They just look like those, like, you silly Negro. Racist, like the tame racists.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nobody good wears slacks.
Yeah.
So I could see a racist wearing slacks.
Yeah.
But the polo, I see what you mean, but I don't really tie that into racism.
You're not getting behind me. All right.
To me, people who wear polos are either... there are plenty of
black people.
There are plenty of perfectly normal people who wear polos, but the stereotypes with polo shirts to me are like nerds or douchebags, like Guidos.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, club fags with their hair spiked to the ceiling.
Oh yeah,
and eyeliner and fake tanning bullshit.
Red bow ties to me always remind me of blackface.
Really?
Yes.
Because red bow ties just remind me of really old white guys.
Really old white guys. It just like they're mocking the old black guy back in the 50s. Look, I've got a bow tie.
Nobody wears a bow tie anymore unless they're an extremely old, like Southern white politician. Yeah.
Or
like somebody, if you're wearing a tux for a special occasion, you might wear a bow tie. The only other kind of person that wears bow ties are like clowns. That's it.
What's that thing that Southerners wear? Like the cowboys, that little thing they wear?
The bolo tie thing?
Yes, the bolo tie. Yeah, that too, that just screams racism.
Really?
I hate niggers. How do you do? Yeah.
And screams cowboy to me.
Just cowboy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what reminds me of racists? Knee pads. Fucking knee pads. Those racists are always wearing them.
Now suspenders. I see old men with suspenders still to this day. And people dress
like, yeah.
There's a lot of weird people, but there's old men that wear suspenders and belts.
Yeah. At the same time?
At the same time. That just looks Nazi to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess we have completely different views on what wearing this stuff means. I guess because like usually when I think of suspenders, I either think of old guys, which could be racist.
Yeah,
For sure they are. It could be racist, or it also reminds me of like punk rockers. You know, like the Nazis, yeah. But like the skinhead punk rockers who wear like the combat neo-Nazis. Boots and like, no, not neo-Nazis.
Yeah.
Neo-Nazis are not punk rockers.
Well, in Germany, yeah.
Well, in Germany, everyone's a Nazi. They just keep
That's
it quiet.
True. That's true, yeah.
No Jews allowed. No, but no, not neo-Nazis. I'm talking about like, you know, the guys who would go to the Agnostic Front show and bash me in the head with their elbows. Yeah. Those guys. That's what suspenders remind me of.
Okay. Now,
what else reminds you of racist?
Well, I'm moving on. If you were a Christian today, how do you think you'd dress?
See, then I might wear a polo. Or like a white dress shirt.
I've never seen an atheist wear a polo.
I'm sure I have. I don't know.
Hi, I'm an atheist.
It's like your costume, like I'm going undercover. Get my polo.
Yeah,
I don't want anybody to know I'm an atheist.
Going to church, yeah.
Yeah. That's just weird.
And if you were a Christian today, what kind of music do you think you'd listen to? And not like, don't think of like Christian rock, but like...
I don't know, maybe...
I'd probably be listening to like Maroon 5 and yeah. The Pixies.
The Pixies?
Yeah.
Orion hates the Pixies. I don't know how you can hate the Pixies. Come on, Debaser.
It's Catholicism music.
It's Catholicism music.
I'm just kidding.
Nice.
But
one of our good Catholic buddies is a fan of the Pixies. So
really?
Maybe it is Catholicism
Why?
Music, and I didn't know.
I guess there is some kind of link.
Although he's a... I hesitate to say this because I think he might take offense, but I usually consider him.
Means.
I usually consider him a Catholic in name only because he's definitely a lapsed Catholic. I mean, he doesn't do anything Catholic. It's just if you ask him, he'll say he's Catholic.
Yeah,
but then he'll make all kinds of jokes that you know don't really fit with his Catholicism.
I picture if we both died and there was a heaven and we were all there, like if we all died in a car accident. He would say, man, I was just kidding, but whoa.
I don't think he is kidding, though. But I think for him, I think he grew up with it and he likes the aesthetic and the whole feel and the vibe. And maybe he does believe it. But I think for him, it's more that it's like it feels good to surround himself with Catholic things.
Yeah.
But even that, I don't think he really does. Anyway, that's, like I said, I think he might take offense to that. So
really?
I guess
does
we'll
he wear polos?
Out.
Yes, he does.
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow, what a racist. Yeah. He's a racist. Shit. How do you feel about Rachel Ray?
In general?
Yeah.
Not a big fan.
Yeah, I kind of hate her.
Every time I see her, she...
Jesus.
Orion was sick this week, so...
Oh, yeah. She looks... God damn. I flip through channels and a lot of things just kind of in my head.
Yeah.
And when I see Rachel Ray, I don't stick to the channel. I change it. But right. This thought will pop in my head and I'm like, she would look delicious skewered over a
Ooh.
She's
wow.
kind of got some...
Well, she's got some meat on her bones.
Like she works out, but she eats so much she can't balance it out.
Yeah. Like she's not in bad shape, but she's a little...
Well, she's a chef, yeah. Like... But, yeah, she, like, I could, if I was a cannibal, anyway, I don't like her.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
And I hate that voice.
Yes, she sounds like me when my voice is failing. She sounds like this all the time. I'm Rachel Ray.
I actually, I sat through 5 minutes of her show, and I kept going,
yeah,
because I wanted her to do the,
Hi, I'm Rachel Ray, and today we're going to talk about
Jesus
eating food, which is all she does. Her, yeah. She's so scratchy and dry. I imagine her throat is like an emery board. And I imagine, like, I wouldn't want to eat anything she made because I'd just be expecting to find sand in the food. That's just she's just so dry and scratchy. And
yeah.
And I have you ever seen, I've like... I don't even remember what I was looking for, probably porn, but I've seen these images of Rachel Ray, like sort of, I don't know what they were from, FHM or something.
Yeah.
They weren't like super model-y hot pictures, but kind of like she's wearing like a short skirt and like bending over and like in the kitchen and it's supposed to be sexy, but it's just,
I've seen some of those. Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of like if I saw like a sexy picture of my aunt or something.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's not right at all. That can't happen. No. And it's just not, she's not attractive and it doesn't matter. She doesn't need to be attractive, but she's also just really annoying. And she's got those like, what is it? Evu? Extra virgin olive oil. She calls it Evu.
Yeah.
And I think she thinks she's really cute. Not like attractive cute, but just cute.
Yeah.
Like a puppy. But I don't find her cute. I find her very obnoxious.
I do too, yeah.
I want to kill her.
I do too, yeah. I like to pick on people like that so many people love, like Oprah and Dr. Phil.
A lot of times we make fun of people who, you know, are stupid. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But we make fun of people who everybody thinks is stupid.
Yeah. Have you?
I think we need to focus more on people that everybody else loves who need to be brought down.
And there's purpose behind that.
Who else does everybody else love?
Oh, man. Well, I know a lot of people love Christina Aguilera because she's like one of the few pop singers that actually sings during her concerts.
Yeah.
And people at work, like guys, were arguing with me. Like they'd say, have you seen her like behind the music special?
Uh-huh.
She's been through a lot, dude. I'm not. And these are guys these are guys that listen to like metal. And I'm like, really? Are you fucking with me? No.
Dude back off, Christina. You don't know what her life has been like.
And she's one of the few, that doesn't lip sync,
I actually sort of like Christina Aguilera. You and I have talked about this before, though, not on the show, but I actually sort of like her sometimes. And I know you don't.
No.
Like Aldi would play Christina Aguilera songs and you'd be like, fuck. Doing the jerk off motion. Like, Jesus Christ. When is this going to end? But I actually kind of like her. So maybe that's not the best.
All right. Who else?
But she did have that dirty period where she looked like she looked like she had, she looked like she was made of herpes.
Yes.
So I can make fun of that.
Oh, yeah. It was like, it wasn't like a meth addict.
She looked like she.
It was a. It's hard to describe.
She looked infected, and she looked like she bathed in motor oil.
Yeah, just like hipsters today, you know, they just sport this dirty look. They all shower, I'm sure, but they just sport this dirty, like, look. I don't know.
I think I'm going to have to disagree with you again.
Okay.
Because when I think of hipsters, I think of the guys who, you know, wear the River Cuomo-esque glasses and fucking the guys who like hang out at the library because they think it's cool.
Yeah.
Like they have two hangouts. One's the library and the other one is some like indie coffee shop.
Well, I guess there's two kinds of hipsters because I know those kind too. Yeah. I've went to school with them.
They like to wear shirts that are too small.
Yeah. But there's these other kinds that wear the, I don't want to say worn clothing because that's in, you know, everybody does that. But they wear like shit that looks like they made it themselves. They look like modern hippies, but they're not dirty. They just look dirty.
It kind of sounds like you're describing like holdovers from the grunge rock scene.
Possibly.
Like I don't wash my hair and I wear a lot of old flannel.
Yeah, but not flannel. Yeah, it's just stuff. I don't know. Kill them all.
Let's just kill everybody.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Hate fuck America.
Hate fuck. Orion's hate fuck tour. Hate fucking around the country. Who wants to get hate fucked? Yeah!
Man, do I fantasize. Not about hate fucking, but I, on my days off, I just want to like, when I retire one day, if I ever do, I just want to sit outside or go to a store and just wait for someone to be an asshole and target them and make their life a living hell. I won't kill them. I won't rape them. Maybe I won't rape them. I don't know. That's in the distant future. Who knows what'll be going through my brain. Maybe I'll lose my fucking shit and be going crazy. But just make their life a living hell. Like sabotage their life in some way. Follow them home.
I feel more and more as time goes on like I'm going to lose it and snap on somebody at some point. And the way, like the way I've been feeling it building, I feel like when it finally happens, it'll be completely inappropriate
because you know it.
It'll be like it'll just build and build and build until I like snap on an old lady who's like who just like cuts me in line on accident because she didn't know I was there or something.
I just want like justice, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody should have to deal with an asshole every day over and over and over, you know?
Like when I, that bitch at the gas station today, when I left, I was kind of fantasizing about what it would have been like to just fucking tell her off. You fucking bitch.
Tell her off.
Tell her everything I was saying about her on the show. Like, okay, Tara Reid.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself. You think you're real special, don't you? Where you, where the fuck are you trying to go? Yeah. She's probably going to the bar, which is right next door.
Yeah.
And she came in on foot. I didn't see her with a car. So what's your fucking hurry? You got to get back before your song comes on the jukebox? Fuck you.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not, you can't, you know, you can't hit her because then you go to jail. So, you know, the least you can do is just tell her off. And hope there isn't like a big black guy that's with her.
That's the problem. That's the main thing that keeps me from telling certain people off, like that girl.
The possibility.
Girls especially.
Is that black guy.
Like, not necessarily a big black guy, but some stupid guy who thinks he's a hard ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a friend of hers or her boyfriend.
Yep.
Well, what'd you say to her? She was being a cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's my girl, dog. So I gotta punch you now.
Yep.
And then I gotta punch a guy in the parking lot. And I've never been in a fight in my life. Chances are I'll go down.
Yeah.
But, you know, every time I say I've never been in a fight in my life, I kind of feel like that means I need to get in one.
You should, yeah.
I gotta do it at least once, right?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
You watch old movies, you know, like Roadhouse. Is that how it was back in the day? Like, you go to a bar and you just, who knows, they kind of expect fighting. You're at a bar.
I always wonder about that.
Shit gets broken. But today, you know, there's just a little bit of a commotion and holy shit, they kick you out, you know.
I always wonder about that. Like, if I got in a fight in a bar, would they call the cops or would they just kick me out?
Yeah, they probably just kick you out.
And then I worry, you know, would the other person call the cops? Like, I think they probably wouldn't because they were acting like such a hard ass in the first place.
Like, be a pussy.
Right, it'd be a pussy move to call the cops. Yeah. But then who knows, if I actually won the fight and I kicked their ass, then their only real recourse is to call the cops. So maybe they would. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not like back in the day where, you know, you just have a good man fight and whoever wins, wins, and then you walk away and go home.
I fantasize about smashing glasses over their heads and stuff. I have real violent fantasies sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never, ever acted on it, so.
Yeah. We need to go to a real rugged, like, biker bar.
Yeah, and, do we?
We'll get you into a fight.
Thanks, buddy. I'm glad you're willing to help me with my dream. Yeah. That should be good.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
We'll both do it at the same time. We'll, you know, talk about how the the blacks are superior. And
the blacks? You know, I think black people are better than white people. Who agrees with me?
What'd you say, boy?
Oh, no, I was just saying that I think black people are better than white people.
Whoa, we don't take kindly to your kind around here.
The music stops for some reason.
Record scratches even though it's a CD-based jukebox or a digital jukebox. Yeah,
pool stick breaks somewhere in the background.
What'd you say? You saying positive things about black people?
Well, maybe they're not better than white people, but they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Fuck that. No, they ain't.
I do miss those days when we'd get in trouble back in high school. Like, if we went to a biker bar and just started peeing on their bikes.
Yeah.
And just, they start coming out, hop in the car, and ooh, we're going for a ride.
I do miss, yeah, we used to go out and, like, cause trouble and start shit. And, like, and it was fun.
Come and get me.
And we never do that anymore. I do miss that stuff.
Oh, man.
Like, even the stuff.
It was such a rush.
Yeah. We didn't really cause trouble. Nobody saw us or caught us, but we used to, like, sneak up on top of the middle school and spray paint shit on the walls.
But that time when I was putting shaving cream on that one guy's car, they yelled something, and everybody came running out, you know? And
we
got chased. Yeah, that was such a rush.
It was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Good times. We should go out and vandalize something.
Why not?
Somewhere where we could potentially be caught.
Yeah, we got away with it. I mean, back then, it wasn't because we were kids. We just got away with it.
And we got stopped by the cops.
Yeah.
And got away with it. Like, I didn't even get a ticket for my reckless driving.
Yeah,
so we were fine.
Mm-hmm. As long as, I think, if we go out and vandalize and cause trouble, before we leave, dress very churchy.
Okay.
And hang like a cross in the off the rear view mirror in the car and have a bunch of Christian stuff all over the car.
In case we get attacked by vampires?
No. In case we get pulled over. Oh, you're a good Christian boy here in our Christian town.
Do you think that would help?
I think so.
Really?
Even around here?
Dude,
we drove around out of boredom way back and counted how many colleges out here that are Christian-based. We counted like, there had to be like 14. With
14 just, colleges?
There was...
Are there even 14 colleges here?
Oh, yeah. Jesus, there's Aquinas, there's Calvin, there's the one
down... Those are the only two I know.
There was this one when we were on the north side we passed, when we were just dicking around. Well, we've never been to the north side. And I don't know if you remember that, but we were counting.
No.
Oh, damn.
Are you sure it was me?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that at all. I the only two Christian colleges I know of around here are Calvin and Aquinas. And
we
then in terms of colleges in general, I know of like three others, but
we weren't driving by like all of them. I was just kind of listing them off and then, oh, there's another one. Jesus.
Huh.
And I don't know if they're all colleges, but they're schools, you know, maybe they were just high schools or something.
Oh, maybe.
Possibly.
Okay. That makes more sense to me.
That would make more sense. Yeah.
I feel like I would know if there were 14 Christian colleges around, but I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got some voicemail this week.
All right.
That we should get into here. It's an Austin's Voicemail Corner kind of week this week.
Sounds good.
Austin's Voicemail Corner, yeah!
Hey, I'm not anywhere near through the podcast, but I figured I'd call so I don't forget. Fat girls, yes. A lot of fat girls are either slutty as hell or they're very cautious about having sex because they're fat. So, yeah, you probably have a good chance that the average fat girl you run into, out of all the very, very fat girls I know, I'd say like 80% of them have a very active sex life with last call at the bars. And as for Kyle, all I've heard is your piss looks like Coke. You could maybe use this to snag a few fat girls because Coke is sweet, much like your urine looks. All right, you guys have fun now. Bye bye.
All right, so Austin agrees with you then that fat girls want it all the time.
Yeah, I just want to make the listeners aware that everything Austin said was and true. Fact.
It was true or it wasn't true?
It's all true.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess I could get myself a fat girl with my urine then, because it looks like Coke. I'll sweet. Just tell them that I had a tap installed, you know, like a soda fountain. If you suck on it, Coke comes out, you know, and see what happens. Although, you know, I guess I'd be required at some point to pee in her mouth.
Yeah.
And then she'd know.
That's not cool. Yeah.
I mean, since it's something in her mouth, her instinct, I'm sure, would be to swallow it anyway, because she's a fat girl. But I think she'd notice that it wasn't Coke.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Although, maybe that's why it looks so much like Coke, because I drink so much Coke. Maybe it is Coke.
Your body's just not absorbing
it. And I just don't know, because I've never drank my piss.
Yeah.
So maybe it is just, it's all Coke. I'm just pissing Coke.
Oh, man.
So maybe that would work out then.
Yeah.
Unless I stopped drinking Coke, then she'd leave me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be fun? Yeah. Because girls, if they were into the whole peeing thing, and fat girls in general, like if they're getting with guys at the end of the night, fuck them. They need to be hate fucked. So we could be like sexual terrorists and we could wait at the end
wait,
of the
wait,
night.
Wait. Why do they need to be hate fucked?
I don't know.
Because they're fat? Okay.
Well, it wouldn't be so hateful, I guess. But no, we would trick them into thinking we'd want to fuck them. And then at the end of the night, just beat them with sticks outside the bar.
Do you think fucking a really fat girl would be like trying to hump a waterbed?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. I've never humped a waterbed.
I'm sure.
You had a waterbed when you were a kid, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom and dad did when I was really young.
Yeah.
So I know what it's like to lay on a waterbed, but I've never tried to fuck one.
And
maybe it'd be like a moon bounce. You know?
I don't want to get
into bouncing off of her.
Yeah.
What if you were trying to fuck a fat girl, but you like thrusted too hard and you flew backwards into the wall?
Oh, Jesus.
Because she's so bouncy.
You're getting very mean.
You just said you wanted to hate fuck them. For no real reason.
I speak with conviction sometimes, Kyle, but it's not always my personal convictions.
So you think I really think fucking a fat girl is like fucking a moon bounce?
Yeah.
And that I would then get thrown into the wall behind me?
Possibly.
Yeah. Okay. Everything I say is 100% what I think. All the time. You want to do the next voicemail?
Let's do the next one.
Okay. I keep fucking bumping my mic cable and it's pissing me off.
Hey, you just got to the part where you're talking about MMJ show. I think I had mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it again. I was actually going back to find if they had made another podcast, because with Nintendo Retrocast, they actually stopped for a long time. I checked, and it was like 3 days before I checked, they had posted a new one. So, I occasionally, when I think about it, we'll go back to their thing. But a long time ago, when you first started, I checked their forum, and I saw the link for your podcast. And I think it was like the second or third episode or so. But that's how I found your podcast. And I don't have a lot of memory from that show other than like it. But I remember a Kyle being on the show. And I definitely remember Chris, because he was like the last few shows of it. But yeah, no, I kind of remember you being on there. And I just think that's pretty fucking not cool, but cool at the same time. Like, there's no reason for that to be cool, but that was cool. But yeah, I used to run into the whole time, and I made a podcast art for their little icon of the peanut butter and jelly, because some stupid joke they made, and then the douchebag you always all didn't like. I actually defended on the forums, probably against you, because I thought he was fine. He was a douchebag, but at the same time, he was funny. But yeah, no, they said they were going to have some competition, design a flyer for us to, advertise ourselves, and you'll win some stupid thing. I think it was like a Family Guy DVD. But I did it, and then Chris, of course, said that he wasn't going to send it because I did it in color, and he didn't say anything about color. But yeah, so trip down memory lane, driving the memory car, those old tires.
All right. So if you didn't hear the last episode, the MMJ show was a podcast that used to exist that I was on a couple of times. And we talked about that last episode. And apparently Austin used to listen to it. And I think I actually knew that already, because I think he had mentioned that before.
Way back, yeah.
But the thing he mentions about the flyers is kind of interesting, because I actually designed a flyer for that same little contest. I remember, I didn't know it was Austin. I didn't know Austin at the time, but I remember him submitting his flyer and then Chris saying, oh, it's in color and it can't be in color. Douchebag. So then I made one and I made mine in black and white because that was what he said you had to do at that point. He was like, oh, it can't be color because I can't reproduce it a bunch of times in color. What a waste.
Jesus.
So he said you had to make it in black and white. So I made one in black and white that said, The Mike and Jeremy Show. Even Chris can't ruin it completely. And he then went on to say that mine didn't count either because mine was predominantly black. Like the text was all white, so the Jesus. Background was black.
Yeah.
And there was too much black on it. So Chris said that wouldn't work either because it'd be a huge waste of ink. So I didn't win whatever it was he was offering either.
Of course.
But I didn't expect to win. I mean, I had intentionally insulted him on my flyer.
Yeah. And in the forum, and I cannot believe that Austin would defend him and that he kind of liked him. He was such an ass.
He
ruined everything. He was such an idiot.
Yeah,
if he
I didn't
died
like
today
him at all.
And I found out about it, I'd throw a party just out of spite, you know, just for the fuck of it.
I wonder whatever happened to that guy, because the guys who did the Mike and Jeremy show or the MMJ show, they originally did the Nintendo Retrocast, got sick of that, went on to do the MMJ show, which was more of a general talk thing. But then eventually they went back to doing the Nintendo Retrocast.
Okay.
And now that's dead again. Yeah. So
I
currently
what they're doing. Yeah.
Currently, they're not doing a show at all. But Chris was never on the Nintendo Retrocast, so I never heard from him again once the MMJ show is done.
I wonder
he could be dead. I don't know.
That fucking douchebag. I wonder what he's up to.
Probably nothing good.
Yeah.
Probably like hanging out in a Walmart parking lot somewhere.
He probably has a lot of Asian friends. Yeah.
Yeah. You think he has a lot of Asian friends?
You know
friends?
Why that is? Because nobody likes Asians.
I like Asians.
I'm just
kidding. I love Asians.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I want to get me one.
They're no fun. They're always good at everything. You can never be good enough.
I don't know. I know Asians are, you know, stereotypically, they're good at math.
You want to see this video game?
What else are they good at?
Yeah, I beat it like in 12 seconds. Here, watch.
I've seen crazy videos of Asians, you know, from Asia playing like rhythm games and stuff and going nuts and killing it. But I don't know that Asians are inherently good at video games.
It's just when I see videos and it's like, dude, this guy is so sick. Watch him play this piano, you know, do a cover of the Mario Brothers. And it's like, ooh, that is awesome. And then I see that he's Asian. It's like, oh, man.
Do you think maybe Asians...
I set the standard higher because they're just good at everything. They're so good.
Do you think maybe Asians aren't really a race per se, but it's actually just like some sort of like specialized autism?
Yeah.
Like the way they look is actually kind of like the reason Down syndrome people look the way they look. Like it's a genetic disorder. But along with it comes all these superhuman skills.
Yeah.
Like an autistic savant. So it's like an entire like continent of autistic people.
Yeah, man.
That would explain, you know, that would explain some of their weirder behavior. Because they're really good at stuff. They're really clever and everything. But they also, like, the Japanese love rape. They think it's the best. Actually, I would think that you would be interested in Japan.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
have you ever heard of, like, the rape games they have?
No.
Like, rape video games.
They have
rape video games where you are the rapist.
What?
And you have to rape a person.
Oh, Jesus.
No, yeah.
I wouldn't check that out.
Yeah. I might check it out. I'd be curious about it. Like, how do you play a rape game? How do you win when you rape? Like, how do you lose at a rape game? You know,
you pick the wrong girl.
Somebody raped the wrong girl.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might check out a rape game just because I'd be curious about it.
I'll watch you play it. But
they have a lot of, you know, hentai games and dating games, like porn games and stuff.
That's
too.
What I was going to say. That's the one reason I wouldn't check it out, because
The reason you wouldn't check it out is because they have porn games?
No. If it had like that whole anime aesthetic, you know, and it was like a cartoon, it was animated, it was illustrated rather than modeled.
I'm super excited about this rape game. What the fuck? Anime? Bullshit. I don't want to rape some fake cartoon girl. I want to rape a real girl. Damn it.
If it was like like scene by scene video that you would move on to.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Like an old 3DO game, like a fucking FMV game.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
I would love to show friends.
I love the idea that you would like to play a rape game, except that they're all fucking cartoons, man. Why isn't there anybody out there catering to me? You know, a real rapist.
Yeah.
Fucking wannabes.
Yeah.
I've been Twittering lately.
Yeah.
Because we've had a Twitter forever. And I usually just use it to say, you know, the new show's up.
Yep.
Or if there's some kind of news, like there was one point where the site was down and I was like, oh, the site's down.
Yeah.
But that's all I really use it for. And that's not really a very good use of a Twitter account. That's not what it's really. I mean, nobody checks it out because nothing happens there. Yeah. So I started posting some actual posts recently and they are retarded. But I've noticed that almost everybody who posts on Twitter posts retarded shit all the time. So I'm going to read a few of my Twitters.
All right.
Just to fill time. But like the first one that I posted that wasn't just like the episode is up was, I think people convicted of bestiality should have to bone a human as punishment. Then again, that probably happens in prison anyway. So that was my first
one. That's great. Yeah.
Then I noticed the trending topics. And if you don't know what the trending topics are, it's like you'll post like a hashtag, which is just, you know, the number sign or the pound sign.
Yeah.
And then a word after it. And that's like a keyword, and people can kind of search by that and collect a bunch of Twitter posts from a bunch of different people all on the same subject. And there's a little column at the side that shows you the most popular trending topics. And I figured that would get people potentially who aren't into our show, don't know who we are, to actually start seeing our tweets.
Yeah.
So I started posting things about the trending topics. Like there was one called Honesty Hour. And so people would post like hashtag Honesty Hour and then say something honest.
Yeah. Jesus.
And so I posted hashtag Honesty Hour. I'm trying to picture Justin Bieber's vagina right now. And that actually got retweeted, but it was like some bot that retweets everything that references a vagina.
Really? Damn.
And then the next one was hashtag things that bother me, which is pretty self-explanatory. It's just a bunch of people posting things that bother them. And I said, hashtag things that bother me, being at work when I could be at home eating ice cream and watching YouTube videos in my underwear.
Because
I was at work and I was annoyed. And then the next thing I posted wasn't a hashtag thing or anything, but it was, I wonder what hanging out with Cousin Richie from Family Matters would be like.
Oh, Jesus.
Probably very satisfying. Do you remember Cousin Richie from Family Matters? The little kid with the Jerry curl?
Yeah.
I've never seen a kid that small with like long Jerry curled hair, except that guy.
Yeah. It would be satisfying.
He kind of reminded me of Little Richard, and I wonder if that was intentional because his name is Richie.
Yeah, maybe.
He had the same haircut.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun to hang out with him. He's apparently on like The Young and the Restless now or something.
What?
I looked him up on IMDb. He's still working and he's doing some soap opera.
Is he like good looking, you know, like all chiseled and shit?
I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Fucking guy.
Yeah. That son of a bitch.
And then the last thing I posted was hashtag I can't be with someone. So it's like, I can't be with someone who blank.
Yeah.
So I posted hashtag I can't be with someone who hates dinosaurs. Luckily, it's impossible to hate dinosaurs.
So, no responses, man.
Well, I didn't expect any responses, but
can they respond? Because I'm not too familiar with
Twitter.
They
can do like
they can
use your name with like an at symbol before it, and then you'll kind of it'll be posted like any one of their other tweets, but you will be notified.
Okay, it's directed towards you and your post. Okay.
And you can send direct messages, but I don't know if anybody really does that.
Yeah.
I think usually they just kind of publicly say things.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've been using the Twitter more. So if you're interested in seeing what kind of retarded shit's coming out of my head at any given time, you can hit up twitter.com/idgehat.
Yeah. I didn't know Twitter was, that's kind of interesting. You should do that more and we'll hopefully get some more followers.
I don't know.
Because they will follow your tweets, right? And
if they like them, I don't know why anybody would be like, Cousin Richie, I want to see what else this guy has to say.
Oh, he has a show. He's got a podcast. All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to open a drink right now. It's going to make a big noise.
Ooh, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know what this reminds me of? There's a site called
Twitter.
Is it normal?
Oh.
Did I tell you about this?
No, but I saw on Facebook you said that you had been posting things to isitnormal.com.
Yeah,
and they were rejecting
you. Yes. I registered because I thought it would be funny. And I submitted a lot of stuff we talked about on the show when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Stuff that I did. And I'd write a long spiel, like detailed outline of what happened.
Yeah.
And I'd wait like half an hour and it's not, you know, processed. It's not approved. And then I'd get an email back. And I'll have to send you those.
And it said it was rejected?
They all say the same thing.
They're like form letter kind of things, yeah, right? It's not like it's not like somebody actually emailed you back and said, this is fucked up, man. No. We can't post this.
No, yeah. It was automated. Yeah, like form letter.
Like, what kind of shit did you post? Like, I shat in a playhouse to impress a girl.
Yeah. And the whole thing when I went over to the friend's house because his dad was out with his girlfriend. His girlfriend had left her daughters at the house and I was going over to hang out, but these girls were there. So we had to babysit and they were close to our age. And then towards the end of the night, we all went to bed and I had my own room because normally you sleep with your friend like on the floor or whatever.
Yeah.
I was in my own room. I was still awake. I wasn't tired. I heard the dad and the girlfriend come home and they went to the bedroom and they were having sex. And I started masturbating and for some reason undressed and went out into the living room where the girls were sleeping and started masturbating. Just all detailed out. And then at the end, I'm like, is this normal? And yeah, rejected.
Is it? Do they post polls and then people vote?
People comment and...
Well, because I just went to the website and there's newest polls and then there's newest stories.
Yep, yep.
So the stories would be like what you were doing.
Yes, yes.
But the polls don't even make sense for the website, the ones that I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Like, is it normal? Okay.
Yeah.
And then the polls are, how do you feel about the N-word?
Okay, that's that not has nothing to do with the site. Yeah, that's weird.
Do you like makeup? Do you smoke cigarettes?
That's so stupid. What a dumb
man
site.
Bots and fembots, do you want one? That's kind of interesting. Let me see what's going on there. If/when the day comes that they create very lifelike humanoid, fully functional robots that are, say, the price of a new car, would you want one? And then the options are, yes, I am a man, I want a fembot. Yes, I am a man, I want a manbot. No, I am a man, I want a real person. Yes, I am a woman, I want a manbot. Yes, I am a woman, I want a fembot. No, I'm a woman, I want a real person.
Yeah.
If they were the price of a new car, then then they're too expensive for me, so it doesn't matter. But if the, you know, in terms of the general question, I don't know. Would you want a robot?
I
guess yes.
Just like to have.
If I could have it, yeah, sure.
Collectible.
Yeah. Collectible and keep it in the box. Keep it in the closet. That'll be worth something someday. An original 2011 Fembot, you know?
Yeah.
The original line before they got all the kinks out.
Mint condition.
These are the ones that used to flip out and kill people. Yeah. Remember that?
Unfucked. Man. Yeah. Man.
Never been fucked yet. Mint condition. Clean vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I guess I would want one, though.
I would totally buy one.
Yeah. It'd be like having a really dumb girl that just wants to fuck all the time.
Yeah.
There's nothing really wrong with that.
Yeah.
What else have they got on isitnormal.com? I guess I'll look at the stories. Horrible sister?
Oh, no.
So I have a 9-year-old little brother. I love him very much, and I don't know what I would do without him. For those of you that don't have any siblings, you know that sometimes siblings fight or do not agree on every subject. Anyways, yes, me and my brother argue about stuff. Oh, thanks, Ad. Fuck you, Ad.
Jesus Christ.
Let's see, what's this ad?
Job caring for your mouth. That's why I recommend a Crest by Crest Pro Health.
Crest Pro Health Multi Protection.
Get a better dental checkup. Because not all rinses provide all these benefits.
Good.
Giving you a clean, healthy mouth. Crest Rinse makes the difference.
Okay.
So be ready for your next dental checkup. Crest Pro Health Multi Protection Rinse.
Fuck you, Crest. Okay, anyway, where was I? Anyway, my brother says that I'm the worst sister ever sometimes, and it's been kind of bothering me lately. I asked him, why does he think that? He basically said, because I don't spend enough time with him, and I never play video games with him. I do agree that I don't spend enough time with him, but always, Sometimes I want to spend time by myself, or I have a lot of schoolwork to work on, and sometimes he doesn't understand that. Like I said, I love my little brother, but does not spending enough time with him really make me a horrible sister? Is it normal that he's saying this to me?
Oh, Jesus.
That's Christ. Really, really boring and tame and lame. So I can see why, if that's the kind of stuff that normally gets posted here, they'd be like, you did what? We can't post that. No, that's not normal. I think if you get rejected, then you kind of got your answer, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it normal?
That's what I figured.
You got rejected, so no.
Yeah. They're telling me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need to ask the world. Yeah.
Is it normal to be too aggressive, but your words don't mean what you meant?
What?
I guess it's bad because everyone's too serious now, but I like to be funny and joke around to the point where what I say might come out rude or mean, and I did not mean it in that way. It's just the way I am, man. I'm also honest, but sometimes brutally, and I've warned people before. But those who don't really know me probably think I'm being rude and mean because of something I said, like, you're a fat piece of shit. I added that.
Yeah.
It sucks because I didn't mean for it to come out like that. My words just come out without me clearly explaining myself. So everyone gets the wrong idea and everyone hates me or thinks something bad about me. But I didn't really mean it to be mean. People need to chill. If they know me, they know I'm brutally honest. My fam, I hate that, by the way.
Jesus.
My fam and close friends know that, but not the rest. I'll say what I feel sometimes. I'll hold it in. I say what I feel sometimes. I'll hold it in because it might come out as rude. You know, it's called manners. But I don't know. Actually, it said IDN. But I don't know. I guess I'm too direct. I'm also free-spirited, so I'll do whatever I feel like doing, including saying whatever comes out. Maybe I need some type of control. I don't know. What do you guys think? And smart, helpful answers, please. That's always funny to me when they qualify at the end. Only smart answers. You think that's going to stop an idiot? Yeah. If you get a really dumb answer, chances are they either thought it was a smart answer because they're an idiot, or they did it on purpose to be a dick, and they're not going to respect your smart, helpful answers, please thing. So either way, you're just wasting everyone's time by saying, and smart, helpful answers, please. You just make yourself look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Not to mention that the rest of this kind of makes them look like an idiot. Let's see what the comments are. I'm the same way. I am very blunt in speaking and sometimes come across harsh in tone, but I don't mean it. I am the oldest of five and just had to be growing up. Oh, just had to be direct, blunt. The next one is, I can take sarcasm to a point, go too far with it, and I would drop you.
Jesus.
You say you are brutally honest, but remember, that's only your opinion. Someone else's life history gives them what they think is their honest opinion. Just try to take into consideration what other people think. Mull it over in your head. Doesn't mean you have to accept it, though. And then the last one is, I'm so happy you felt the urge to share that little autobiography with us. Yes, it is normal for people to not understand or follow social cues. You are one of the many. Now, why you felt the urge to put it on this site is beyond me. Why not ask a real question that you don't answer yourself whilst asking said question?
Jesus. The people replying. You know they're only, yeah, I'm aggressive too with my words when I'm online and, you know, hiding behind a computer.
I think people who say stuff like that, and possibly me included, because I think I have said things like that before.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes I'm too direct or I'm too blunt or whatever. I think they're bragging.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the coolest. I say whatever I want. You can't fucking stop me, bitch. Anyway, let's see. What else is on here? Oh, women underwear smell. Here we go. This is one. I have a mild case of OCD and worry a lot about smelling normal down there. Once in a while, I'll smell my underwear. That's not normal to begin with, just so you know.
Jesus.
I like to sniff my panties. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Once in a while, I'll smell my underwear after I wear them, and the area where my arse would have been smells strange. Strange? Like, there's more to this, and I haven't read it yet, but strange? Like, I could see if you have a dirty ass, it might smell like shit.
Yes.
Or maybe it'll just smell like a sweaty funk, but strange? What does it smell like? A smell sort of like very, very lightly burnt food.
Oh, God.
What kind of food? What kind of food? Because they don't all smell the same. Unless you're eating some weird gruel.
I'm dying.
It's not really a bad smell. It just bothers me for some reason. It's not very strong, and I can't smell it through my clothes, but I'm wondering if other women have this problem, too. I'm not sure if that part of your underwear is supposed to smell at all. Well, it's not supposed to smell, yeah. No. I mean, ideally, none of your clothing would smell, but it can happen.
Yeah.
And then the first comment is, all people have the same problem! Exclamation point.
Smells like lightly burnt food, yes.
If you're concerned it may be a problem, use odor-controlling products, FemFresh Shower Gel / Wipes. It's normal. Everyone's ass smells. Not meaning dirty, gross, didn't take a shower smell, but I mean a little. Like to say musty, LOL. It's part of being human. No matter how much you clean, it's not going to smell like roses. So as long as you're showering and not excessively sweaty, etc., it's a regular smell. Don't worry about it. Everybody's ass smells like burnt food. I'm kind of addicted to this site right now. I got to read this other one because it says, is it normal to be a moodle?
Oh, yeah. Read that.
I don't know what that means. Yeah. So I got to find out. Some of you may know the word moodle, but we all know the definition. Girls want to shop with the moodle. Girls want to talk with the moodle. But girls don't want to have sex with the moodle.
Oh, God, what is the moodle?
I am one. I only have female best friends because I think females understand you better and you can talk about a lot more things. I'm not gay. I ain't gay. I'm a regular dude. Nice clothes, average looking. I also get emotionally attached really quick, and I know I'm an one... This is just poorly written.
Yeah.
I know I'm a one-woman man. He actually wrote, I know I'm an one-woman man.
Jesus.
Girls like this so much, but I can't... Girls like this so much, but I can't understand why they won't start a relationship with me. They always say, I wish I had a boyfriend like you. Any tips on how to get rid of being a moodle?
Oh, man.
I like being a moodle. I don't like being a virgin.
All right.
And the first comment is, you seem immature, that's all. Find a girl that is more immature than you and bingo. Maybe hang out with guys. See how they are or what things attract girls to them. You're stuck in the friend zone. Maybe you're too much like a girl. No offense. Just don't act like an ass like some guys do. Flirt, show them affection. It says then, but show them affection. Be romantic. Let the girls know you don't want to be in the friend zone. One of the things I hate about the internet is that nobody can fucking write.
Yeah.
And even
nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody.
It's insane. Like I was reading Roger Ebert the other day, something he had written.
Yeah.
And it was full of typos.
Really?
Even Roger Ebert. Jesus. And like compared to this, it was fucking perfect. Yeah. But there were typos in it, like wrong words and stuff.
That's surprising.
Like things like saying it instead of in, or, you know, just like it's a 2-letter word. I typed one wrong letter.
Yeah.
But it's still in there.
Fucking reread, revise. Yeah.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah.
Is it normal that I like women that look? Is it normal that I have an obsession with girls that have pale skin and dark red hair and blue eyes? Because whenever I see a girl like that, I violent urge sometimes to go over and do her better. Right there in public. Like what's up, Crest? That's why Clearasil. Oh, no, this is Clearasil.
Rapid action treatment cream.
Rapid action treatment cream.
Works with your skin to deposit medicine into pores to visibly reduce redness and pimple size in as little as 4 hours. So you look and feel awesome.
That guy sounds like a moodle.
This video that it's a video that it's showing. And now,
this 4-hour treatment cream available.
There's this guy in a leather jacket, like a cool dude in a leather jacket.
Yeah.
And he's all perfect, except he has one pimple and he's walking down like around a blue city. And then he fixes his pimple with some Clearasil. Yeah. And then he runs into a hot chick and they hook up.
Of course.
Yeah, that's life. You know how life is. I have fallen in love with my cousin. What do I do?
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
I have fallen in love with my cousin. What do I do? Fuck you, Crest, you piece of shit. Okay, turn it off.
Crest, I'll tell you.
For the last year, I have thought constantly. Yeah, brush your teeth. I have fallen in love with my cousin. What do I do? Brush your teeth.
Yeah.
For the last year, I have thought constantly of my cousin, my dad's sister's daughter. and I would love nothing more than to give her a kiss.
Oh.
I am 21. Oh, no. You're 21 and you would love nothing more than to give her a kiss. You sound like me when I was 12. I just want to give her a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
I am 21 and she is 20 and I just want to hold her in my arms. Oh, this guy is a moodle. I am terrified of telling her how I feel as I'm worried she will think I'm sick because I'm her cousin. We get on very well. What can I do? And the first comment is, ignore it. As unromantic as that may seem, think about it. If you were meant to be together in that way, then she wouldn't be your cousin.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude, what he said. And not worth the heaps of shit that will happen if you tell her or even do anything. Deformed baby, in parentheses. If you tell her or even do anything, parentheses, deformed baby. Man, all I can say is shit happens and there are more bitches to see. I wonder if he, like, fucked up the, like, he meant to say, you know, there are fish, more fish in the sea.
Yeah.
But there are more bitches to see.
He misheard it somewhere and just all this time thought it was that.
There are too many women in the world for you to fall into that perversion. Are you first or second cousins? Well, actually, if you read what he said, you know. It's his dad's sister's daughter, so they're first cousins. Yeah. But anyway, are you first or second cousins? My grandmother's parents were cousins, and she inherited a very devastating neuromuscular wasting disease. You won't have a deformed child, but both of you might carry a recessive gene that expresses itself in a child. We all carry recessive genes that will express with two carriers. Thank you, Captain Genetics. You're both at the age of exploration of life. Spend time together. Get to know each other before you make your move.
Oh, no.
She's his cousin. They already know each other. Make sure you are compatible emotionally. It sounds like you are physically attracted to her. Maybe she is to you, too. Ask her out on a date.
Oh, yeah.
Sup, cuz? You want to go out sometime? Treat it like a date, as she was not your cousin, and see where it goes. Careful not to get too involved too quickly. You never know where you'll find love. Have fun and live life. Post an update. That's
what,
like,
an asshole.
Yeah, but I don't think they posted an update. And then the next person said, do nothing and find... Do nothing, find and forget everything. Find and forget everything? This is fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy this site. I don't think I've ever been on it before.
Yeah.
Is it normal to smoke ecstasy in its freebase form?
Hey.
I don't know that it's normal to smoke ecstasy, period. You know, I don't know if it's normal to do ecstasy. Oh, man. How far along are we? Is it, we're getting to the point where we could probably call it quits.
All right.
I feel like if time flew by.
Yeah.
We didn't get to any of the crazy important things I wanted to cover.
Of course.
Yeah, I had so much to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like my watermelon drink. It's delish. Okay. I guess then we're done, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything else we needed to talk about that I'm forgetting?
That we needed to?
Or, you know,
all
just...
all kinds of shit, but...
stuff. You know, is there anything else that we should have talked about and didn't?
No, I don't think so, unfortunately.
All right, then in that case, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And Orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Okay. Or you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
616-328-5581.
Yeah.
And you can always check out our forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. That is the place to go if you want to talk about the episodes, meet some crazy people, look at pictures of dicks and tailpipes. Then there's the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/idchat or twitter.com/idchat. And like I said, I've been posting more shit in the Twitter. So if you're bored and you want to know what I think of, you know, old sitcom characters,
yeah,
then that's the place to go.
It is.
And of course you can donate.
Donate.
You can send us thousands upon thousands of pennies.
Yes. Round it up though.
Yeah. Round it up to thousands of pennies.
Sorry.
Anyway, yeah. Okay, then that's it. The show's
that should
over.
Do it. I just wanted to let everybody know that I greatly appreciate you listening, and we shall visit again next week, and you shall hear us.
What?
What are you looking at me like that for?
I just wanted to let everybody know that I greatly appreciate you, and we'll see you next week, all right, dude? So won't you be my neighbor?
Check you next week.
All right, bye.
Bye.